Voice of Indonesia with the news. Academics from Indonesia, Lambung Mangkurat University and Canada University of Montreal jointly planted 100 pulling tree seedlings at Bukit Manjai Biodiversity Park in Banjar, South Kalimantan. Closer from Mandara, the Sunday tree planting activity was done on the occasion of Earth Day. The symbolic tree planting was led by Valerie Rousseau of the University of Montreal, along with the students from University of Lambung Mangkurat's biology program under the guidance of lecturers Amalia Rizky and Luciana Nurtamara. On April 18th, were awarded FT-16 residency visas by South Korean government in recognition of the efforts in rescuing individuals during a forest fire last March. Zelda Wulankartika, chair of affairs at the interim of Indonesian embassy in Seoul, said that the tree was making the country proud. And the two Indonesian Sugianto, Leo Dipio and Vicky Septai Kasaputra played a crucial role in rescuing South Korean citizens when a devastating forest fire struck the Yongtok region in North Gyeongsang province on March 25th. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Ah! Croatia re sang the song, duetting with current chanteer, Regina. Then Juno and Ray Hanum covered the song, which was released in 2007. The lyrics touch on the beauty of nature and the journey of life. Well, if it, here is Happy Canoosie featuring Risky with the song Somerset. Have a listen.
And now we move on to the next one, listener, still about the sports. Indonesian young female soccer team, not only one but two teams from Indonesia, showed their domination in the junior soccer school league RJSSL Singapore Sevens 2025. The two Indonesian team, Hydro Plus Strikers U14, ensured one place in the semifinal. Meanwhile, Metro Shakers U12 will face the quarterfinal on Sunday. And the two teams has been undefeatable since the qualification round, and they aim to be the winner in the younger in the tournament for the young soccer players and the biggest match tournament for the age category. So if you happen to be in Singapore and wanted to see how good Indonesian teams are playing, you can just go and watch the Junior Soccer School League Singapore Sevens 2025.
Oh,
services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Music and Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia broadcast in my language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Of Radio Republic Indonesia delivers the latest credible and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay informed from a trusted source only at rrb.co.id, your reliable online news portal. After this, you'll be listening to a story about Kampung Gedong.
town, we will arrive in front of a simple gate made of iron and is painted blue. At the top, it is written, "Welcome to Kampung Gedong Tourism Village, Balinyu District." In front of the village near the gate, there is a small temple shrine. The color is distinctive, bright red with golden ornaments. The atmosphere of the village was very quiet and calm. One or two village residents were sitting in front of the house, ready to stare with a probing look at anyone who entered the village. Kampung Gedong is a diorama of the history of ethnic Chinese living on Bangka Island. Life in this village illustrates the same situation a century ago when the migrants from mainland China came to seek for fortune as tin miners. The village is called Kampung Gedong, which literally means big building, because there is a large house or rumah gedong there. The house is not storied with modern design, but just a wood-paneled mansion that looks worn by rain and hot sun. The house is the biggest among the other houses, and in front of it, there is a sign that read, "Do not enter." Kwan Man, one of Kampung Gedong community leaders, recounted the history about the arrival of the Chinese at Kampung Gedong. In tourist brochures distributed by Bangka Regency Provincial Government, it is stated that Kampung Gedong, Balinyu District, Bangka Belitung Province, is home to descendants of the earliest Chinese community in Bangka. Ms. Nati, Secretary of Tourism, Arts and Culture of Bangka Regency, explains.
Kampung Gedong itu kan mayoritas masa Tionghoa.
The majority of Kampung Gedong residents are of Chinese community, particularly on Bangka Island. Actually, the society is made up of Chinese and Malays, but the Chinese in Kampung Gedong still retain their original traditions and customs. There are houses which are still of original structure, and there are also activities that reflect their traditions, like making kampong crackers and getas. In Kampung Gedong, our eyes will be pampered with a classic view of a row of antique wooden houses with Chinese ornaments, Hanzi calligraphy, a place of worship in front of every house, and a village temple. The view is combined with natural and exotic tropical island of Bangka. In addition to the sparse population, most residents here are middle-aged or elderly. In a house belonging to Akio, we had the opportunity to listen to the dialogue in Chinese between the occupants of the house, which consists of children and the elderly. It is interesting that most of the elderly in Kampung Gedong do not master Chinese well anymore. I'm now 74 years, and this business has been running for 56 years since I was a kid, and since now I am old. I'm leaving this business to my children. This kampong and getas are made from tapioca, shrimp, oil, and eggs.
The Chinese who arrived here were mainly of Hakka or K-Kon from mainland China, the west of Yunnan and Mekong River. In 1602, the VOC brought the miners from China, especially for mining in Bangka, because in Indonesia, Bangka Island is known as the Thin Island. So the VOC deliberately brought them here because the locals did not know anything about mining. So in 1602, they brought our ancestors here, and now it has been 38 generations. We have been living here for generations. Sometimes, after getting married, some would split apart. But just like the film, Sampun Sebalai in Bangka, meaning one big family in one house, so in one house there are more than two or three families. Well, for us of the Hakka clan, there are many families here, like the Xiaolongs, the Chuns, the Chans, the Bongs, the Li, the Lings, the Chows, the Lians, and many others.
According to Kwan Man, the Chinese of Kampung Gedong who have moved overseas usually go back to Kampung Gedong at any given moment as when there are religious celebrations.
When there is a celebration like Cheng Bang or praying for the ancestors buried here, Kampung Gedong will be deliberately crowded. Most certainly, even those who have moved abroad will return home if there is a celebration like Cheng Bang or the celebration of Sun Gokong and the Chinese New Year.
Apple planting, fishing, making shrimp crackers, or mining for tin are the daily activities undertaken by people in Kampung Gedong. The most popular home industries here are kerupuk kampung and getas. Akio, one of the getas and kerupuk kampung makers, recalled.
The first process of making this kampong is putting together sweet, tapioca, eggs, salt, and sugar, and cook them for about an hour until it becomes tough. Then cut into small pieces and dry for one day, and are processed again by frying or bake. Then cut into small pieces. The basic material for kampong and getas depends on the season. Fine sweet, shrimp, or fish can be obtained in large quantities. The market for getas is around Bangka, Balinyu, Sungai Liat, and also to Jakarta.
Large steamer, bamboo matting as a base for drying under the sun, large frying pans, and oven-shaped closed room made of sealed stone walls. Kampong and getas are the regional food that is still maintained by the Chinese community